I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, March 27th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 25 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.20, and the dew point is 21 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The future of TikTok in the U.S. is in question after concerns about its security were raised in Congress.
A group of college students at Fort Hays State University had mixed reactions to the possibility of a ban, with some worried about losing access to the app while others said they would find other apps to use.
I can definitely see the concern with TikTok.
That's surprising to me just because I don't think it's as bad as Instagram or anything else.
TikTok's CEO suggested improving security by storing data in the U.S., but Congress has yet to take action on the issue. I'm J.P. Bazette.
McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita is taking part in a large-scale training exercise this week. Around 100 airmen in the 22nd Air Refueling Wing are living in tents on the base this week as part of a five-day training exercise that simulates working in a remote deployed location with limited communication. Some of the flights during the training exercise will last 24 hours with refueling missions and evacuation training. The exercise continues through Friday. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Prairie Land Partners has made it easy for you to shop online. Choose your equipment, pick attachments, and even apply for financing all at jdbuyonline.com. Whether you're looking for a John Deere riding lawnmower, compact utility tractor, utility vehicle, or compact construction equipment, Prairie Land Partners has what you need to get the job done. Get started shopping today at jdbuyonline.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced new grant funding that will help communities gain valuable certified sites designation for shovel-ready industrial sites in Kansas. Kansas Certified Sites designation is issued when communities successfully demonstrate that their property is prime for development and ready for investment, which is a huge advantage in recruiting and expanding businesses. And the program is designed to reduce the risks associated with development. A Kansas Certified Site is attractive to investors and site selectors because it provides key detailed background information on a site's price, availability, utilities, site access, environmental records, and potential site development costs. It encourages faster site selection decisions, and it can help greenfield or expansion projects get started. As part of the new Certified Sites grant program, the Kansas Department of Commerce will provide matching dollars up to $10,000 for eligible entities to use towards completion of a Kansas Certified Sites program application. And funding is available for non-metro counties with a population less than 50,000. Eligible expenditures covered by Certified Sites grant funds include consulting services, marketing costs, and engaging expenditures related to the completion of the Certified Sites program application, and all applicants are required to provide matching funds. Successful recipients of Kansas Certified Site designations receive many benefits, including marketing support for attracting investors. And Kansas Certified Sites are incorporated into a variety of marketing campaigns and strategies, which includes a profile on the Kansas Department of Commerce website and visibility on the Kansas Department of Commerce social media channels. And applications for the Kansas Certified Site program are accepted year-round. For more information about Certified Sites or the Certified Sites grant funds, you can call 785-213-7312. Governor Kelly reminds everyone that the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, or KEEP, is open to applications from qualifying parents and guardians of Kansas students. KEEP provides a $1,000 award per student to pay for various educational goods and services that promote learning recovery and facilitate academic enrichment opportunities. Governor Kelly said the program will provide Kansas students with new opportunities and resources to help them thrive in the classroom, and she encourages all families that qualify to apply for KEEP. KEEP funds may be used on various enrichment and educational activities, including day and overnight camps with academic-related curriculum, curriculum and educational materials, language classes, musical instruments and lessons, and tutoring. However, the funds are not eligible for private school tuition. Eligibility for KEEP funds is determined by financial need, and students whose household income is less than 185% of the federal poverty guidelines will be eligible. And the funds will be distributed to actively enrolled K through 12 Kansas students between the ages of 5 and 18. Families can learn if they qualify, apply for the program, read the full handbook of rules and instructions, and browse the marketplace of qualified service providers at keep.ks.gov. Program participants will have access to a web and mobile app for using their awarded funds. And subject to funding availability, future waves of funding may be provided with expanded household income eligibility perimeters. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation and its First Time Buyers Program is a program that helps Kansans who make 80% or less of their county's median income to make a down payment on a home. Christine Reinler with the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation said it offers 15 to 20% of the purchase price for down payment and closing costs, and this helps families that are hardworking and have good credit to get a first mortgage if they don't have their down payment. The program recently expanded its eligibility rules. Now people in the program can have a max debt-to-income ratio of 45%, up from 41%. They must pay a minimum of 15% of their principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, which is down from 20%, and be able to pay 1% of the home sale price and a down payment to the Kansas Housing Resource Corporation, which is down from 2%. Reinler said they want to be a catalyst to help people get into their first home and to build that generational wealth and family memories and have a place to call home. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation helped 37 families buy homes in 2021 through the program, and Brown encourages anyone considering their first home to see if they qualify, because that's what it's there for. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation's program covers the entire state outside of Wichita, Topeka, Lawrence, Kansas City, and Johnson counties, since those have their own version of it. For more information on the program, you can visit kshousingcorp.org/homeowners/first-time-homebuyer. In Nebraska news, according to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, work is to begin today, Monday, March 27th, on U.S. 136 from Reference Post 2229 to Reference Post 2752. Werner Construction of Hastings, Nebraska, is the contractor for the project, and the work includes bridge work, asphalt milling and overlay, pavement markings, earth shoulder construction, and seating. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car, flaggers, and temporary traffic signals for bridge work, and an 11-foot width restriction will be in effect during construction of the bridges over Flag Creek and Rope Creek. The anticipated completion of this project is October of 2023. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. Police have identified the two men who were found dead at a South Lincoln home last Friday. Lincoln police identified the men as 30-year-old Marcelo Morales Olvera and 31-year-old Andres Merced Morales. At around noon on Friday, first responders were sent to a home near 7th Street and Old Cheney Road after a 35-year-old man found two of his roommates unresponsive in the garage. When the officers arrived, they found Olvera and Morales dead in the garage, and the cause of their death was unknown. Police reported that on Friday, four other residents of the home were taken to a hospital for suspected carbon monoxide poisoning, and an investigation is ongoing. A North Platte man who was federally charged after a September 2020 search found numerous firearms has been sentenced to 3 years of probation. Federal court records showed 48-year-old Michael Hunt was given the sentence on one count of possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, and he was also ordered to pay a $100 special assessment. In September of 2020, investigators with the Nebraska State Patrol, working with the Cooperative Operation for Drug Enforcement Task Force, served a search warrant at a North Platte business. The Nebraska State Patrol said investigators found more than 500 Xanax, and the business owner, Hunt, was present at the time of the search. Investigators then served another search warrant at Hunt's residence, where they found a .50 caliber rifle and 5,000 rounds of ammunition for various firearms. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
For the 16th consecutive year, Fort Hays State University has been recognized for its investment in programs that improve the lives of veterans and military personnel. Earning the 2023-2024 Military Friendly School designation from militaryfriendly.com. Institutions that received the designation were evaluated using public data sources and responses from a proprietary survey, and more than 1,800 schools participated in the 2023-2024 survey, with 530 of those schools earning award-level designations in gold, silver, and bronze. And Fort Hays State University attained the rank of silver again this year. Kelsey Broadway, the Assistant Director of Fort Hays State University Online Recruitment and Military-Connected Student Services, said they strive to achieve the goal of being not only military-friendly, but also military-focused. And by using this survey as an annual tool to build from, they move new initiatives forward with the intentional purpose of improving the military-connected student experience at Fort Hays State University. The military-friendly program creates civilian opportunities for veterans and is the standard that measures an organization's commitment, effort, and success in creating sustainable and meaningful opportunities for the military community. The 2023-2024 Military Friendly Schools list can be found at militaryfriendly.com. And benefits at Fort Hays State University for military students include tuition assistance, Veterans Affairs benefits, Yellow Ribbon, and in-state tuition and scholarships. More information on military benefits can be found at fhsu.edu. The Kansas Department of Transportation has resumed work on a portion of Kansas 383 in Phillips County. The construction crews will be completing the final surfacing and shoulder work on the six-mile stretch that was reconstructed in 2022, starting 3 miles east of Long Island and ending at the U.S. 183 junction, and pavement markings and rumble strips will also be installed. During the construction, the traffic will be reduced to one lane and directed through the work zone by flaggers and a pilot car, and delays of up to 15 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be completed by mid-May, conditions permitting. The Norton County Community Foundation has awarded $10,000 in the March grant cycle, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. These grant funds supported Northern Valley Schools, which received $10,000 for exterior grout and ceiling. Northern Valley Schools was awarded these funds to help with exterior facility upgrades. The high school, built in 1923, is the center life force of the community, serving students and teachers on a daily basis, and also hosting regular events such as reunions, funerals, receptions, and celebrations. The building has water leaks in the mortar joints, causing damage to ceiling tiles, structural supports, and walls, and the school has been patching them each year. However, it's reached a point where a full repair is necessary. Addressing the root problem will be economical in the long run, and Mid-Continental Restoration has been hired to clean the mortar joints, remove loose debris, reseatment, and seal the joints. The project is set to begin in June. According to the grant application, the Northern Valley School District is a vital part of the Almena and Long Island communities, and it's crucial that their school district maintains their property in good working order to provide a safe environment for their local students. The school is working to secure all funds necessary for the project and is welcoming any support from interested parties. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on the Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortonccf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. And for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106 or email Bethany at nortonccf.org And you can also visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, for your lunch today, chicken patty sandwich, french fries, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be spaghetti, bread, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools: today starts the Norton Junior High School K Relay for Life Week. At 4 p.m., the PDC meeting, and at 5:30 p.m., the Eisenhower Elementary School Site Council. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: snow will be likely before 2 p.m., then snow will be likely, possibly mixed with rain. It should be cloudy today with the high near 39, with light and variable winds becoming east 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 70%, with total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. For tonight, there's a chance of rain and snow before 8 p.m., then a chance of snow between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy with the low around 19 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest after midnight. The chance of precipitation tonight is 50%, with new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 50, and on Tuesday night, partly cloudy with the low around 25. I'll be back with the rest of your weather in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 50. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of rain after 1 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 53 and breezy on Friday. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 63. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 72. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 25 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.20. The dew point is 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark.
I'm going to help you. I'm calling 911.
Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPRheroes.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The dream run for the Kansas State Wildcats is finally coming to an end as they fell in the Elite Eight to Florida Atlantic 79-76 on Saturday night. Kansas State exceeded expectations in year one under head coach Jerome Tang as they finished third in the Big 12 and they were predicted to finish last. And speaking after the loss, Coach Tang discussed how he taught his players to handle the loss in this Elite Eight match, but he wants them to remember going forward.
When this happens, this is the third time I've lost in the Elite Eight, and you can sit around and mope and cry about it, or you can really just think about the love and the joy that you've had through the season. And you know, like winners keep their heads up, they don't drop their heads. And so our guys were not going to walk off the floor with their heads down. And then we're going to approach, like tough things are going to happen in our life, and we don't get to wallow in it. Okay, we got to keep moving forward. And this is more of a lesson for them of becoming men than it is about basketball.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. A winter weather advisory has been issued for extreme northwestern Kansas, including St. Francis, Oberlin, Colby, and Goodland. This is where we're seeing some light to moderate snow occurring here now. That disturbance is going to be tracking east across the state. Areas to the north of Highway 56 could see a rain-snow mix, and some folks even up to a half inch of accumulation on grassy surfaces. Cooler temperatures are going to linger again tomorrow. Wednesday, a frontal boundary moves into the state, dividing us between colder air to the north, warmer air to the south, and the threat of severe weather increases by late this week. For northwestern Kansas, a wetter weather advisory this morning with a high in the mid-30s. North central Kansas, occasional rain mixed with snow with a high in the mid-40s. In northeastern Kansas, scattered showers this afternoon or high near 50. Could see a rain and snow mix after midnight. Southwestern Kansas, scattered showers this afternoon with a high in the mid-50s. Mid-50s likely as well across both south central and southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, expecting a mixed open as far as the livestock is concerned after a mixed trade that took place on Friday. And we had the lower cash trade, 163, as far as the feedlots are concerned, that took place last week as well. We look at the overnight grain trends. They were mixed on a quiet trade overall. Steady to weaker trade in the wheat, about 2 to 3 cents lower. Corn on the old crop, about 3 lower, about a half cent higher on the new crop. Soybeans, 3 to 4 cents higher overall. The trade range, though, limited, about a 9 cent trade range. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Cattlemen.com.
Your cattle are soon headed back to pasture, so now is a good time to make sure they are getting all the minerals they need. Increase weaning weights, cow condition and conception rates, and add to your bottom line by feeding Nutrina Right Now Mineral. Valley Vet Supply can help you add even more to that bottom line with the Buy 9, Get 1 Free Sale. Their Right Now Mineral is color-coded, weatherized, and regionally focused for this area. One glance in the feeder, and you know you've got the right mineral.